Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
Let's speak to Wiseman Dlamini from South African Weather Services. Good morning, Wiseman.
Good morning, Darren and the team. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Man. Thank you for chatting to us. You must be busy, busy, busy this morning, hey?
Certainly so. This morning has been hectic for us.
So give me an idea. Is this unusual? How much rain have we received this weekend?
Actually, there's been a lot of rain, especially around the Durban and the surrounding areas. It looks like most of the south coast received huge amount of rainfall. If I were to look for the total that we received up to this morning at 5 o'clock, Durban received about 136 millimeters. That's sure. Between 8 o'clock in the morning yesterday up to 5 o'clock this morning. Even further south coast, Port Edward, about 135 millimeters of rain within just less than 24-hour period. And further south again, areas like Margate, there were already 200 millimeters at 2 a.m. So there's been a lot of rain again even now. So we might be looking at least 250 by now or so.
That's a lot of rain, right?
Mm. Yeah, that's generally flooding. That's why these conditions are causing a lot of havoc in the roads as well.
Wiseman, I was just wondering, is this the usual kind of seasonal flooding? Because where is this rain coming from?
Actually, no. There's about three systems that are causing this kind of conditions for us. We had a cold front. As you notice, this rain is quite cold. Mm. And again, there's an upper air support called a cutoff flow system, assisting with a lot of upper air clouds as well as thunder shower developments. And again, to our surprise, there was even an offshore low pressure system just off our east coast. Mm. So you can imagine a lot of onshore coming through and a lot of strong winds coupled with a lot of rain as well for us along the coast. And now you can see even areas over the interior of KZN, they got a lot of rain, which is, I think some areas they received about 37 millimeters over the Drakensberg, including Kokstad area. Mm. So you can imagine there's a lot of rain for today.
And Wiseman, I know you've mentioned Kokstad, you've mentioned Drakensberg and Imakate, but just some of the other areas that are most affected, because we know, I mean, in Durban, it's a nightmare. Just other places that are affected?
Yes, I'll just say the whole district in Etsegwin district, if I were to mention in district format, we're looking at Etsegwin district, Uku district, Ilembe district. I think those are most affected areas. Mm. And again, the outlook for this afternoon, more rain is expected. Oh. So the warning that is out for us include, but not limited to, areas like King Kajwayo, which include Umhlathuze, Richards Bay area, Dubatuba, even going further north towards Ulundi side. And even some parts of Pietermaritzburg this afternoon, we do expect a lot of rain and even a couple of thunder showers as well.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Wiseman, when can we expect the rain to let up?
Yeah, certainly. So it looks like tomorrow we're still going to expect some showers and thunder showers over the province, although the chance is slightly less, going for 60% chance. As of today, we're going for 80% probability. And then on Thursday, it looks like the weather is starting to improve. However, there may still be some light showers and thunder showers, but going to be better as compared to today.
Thursday.
Yeah.
All right, Wiseman, we've got your number. Thank you for that update. We'll, we know we can call you anytime.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.